This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free here. Just dial in at 855-450-FREE. It is the election night edition of the show. And so, results are, of course, scant at this point. It's only 9 o'clock Eastern time as we're performing this hour. I did finally... This is the only time I've actually even pulled up the results, because anything earlier than this, it's almost a waste just to look right now. I mean, even in New York, only 0.1% of the precincts there are reporting. Actually, I guess the reason why is because they're just now closing. So I guess New York votes until 9 p.m. Eastern time. So, according to New York Times, the Democrats have thus far gained a couple of seats, and the Republicans have lost those two seats. There's a dead heat in the Senate races as well, and we don't have any results whatsoever from New Hampshire at this point to figure out how the governor did here in the governor's race, because ultimately if the gubernatorial candidate in New Hampshire cannot reach 4% this year, as the candidate did, a different candidate did 2 years ago, then the party will once again lose its ballot access status and be relegated back to the dustbin of the minor parties. So that's my big hope for tonight. I mean, I don't want to get my hopes up too much, because the polls in advance have shown, I mean, not that you should really rely on polls, but they've been showing mostly 1% or 2% in the polls. There was one poll that showed her at 4%, the Libertarian candidate. So it'd be nice if she could hit that 4% mark, because it was nice to be able to actually go in today and vote straight ticket Libertarian.
Yeah, that is nice.
Because there were Libertarians in almost every race in which I was able to vote, and that's because we didn't have to get a bunch of petition signatures in order to qualify for the ballot.
Yeah, the ballot access is just, if you have to go through that, it's just so time-consuming.
It's grueling. It's insane. I would never have been able to have run as a Libertarian candidate, because in order to run as a senatorial New Hampshire Senate candidate, you have to get like 700-something valid petition signatures. If you want to get 700 valid, you better shoot for 1,500 raw.
Right, because they'll throw half of them out.
Exactly. And it's a huge pain. And, you know, if you hire paid petition gatherers, they may charge as much as $5 per signature. I mean, so it's just an
insane. And you got to raise that money.
Yeah, it's just insane. And I don't believe in spending money on politics. So it'll also be interesting to see what kind of vote totals I receive. Because I've done absolutely no campaigning besides responding to inquiries. So if a group like the New Hampshire Firearms Coalition sends me a questionnaire, I'll fill it out and send it back. And they gave me an A. The Marijuana Policy Project sent me a questionnaire. I filled it out, sent it back. I got their endorsement. So I got the top scores from both the guns and the drugs organizations, which is, you know, what you would expect for the Libertarian. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how I do compared to the Libertarians who actually put time and effort into campaigning, right? So there's campaign signs out there for a bunch of other Libertarian candidates. They've been traveling around the state doing things. Now, of course, you could argue that the candidates who put time and effort into campaigning and actually have a campaign budget and staff, well, you could argue they benefit all of the candidates. So you could say, well, you wouldn't have done as well if the other candidates weren't out there doing what they're doing, but it is ultimately hard to draw conclusions from how people vote, because you ultimately never know why somebody votes for you.
Unless you ask them.
What?
And then they might not tell you the entire truth.
Or right. And you're not going to be able to ask very many of them, because you can only be in so many places asking people exit polling questions. As we learn more, we'll let you know. And actually, later on tonight, Vincent, you've got your own show. It's called Questioning Authority. I mentioned it at the beginning of the show, but I didn't point out that it's only available online at LRN.FM. So if you're listening to us on the radio, you will have to tune in there if you want to catch Vincent's show after this. And it was your intention to do a special election night edition of your show, because normally you're not on Tuesdays.
No.
So that's still to come. We go to the phones here. E. Greg is on the line. He's on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Go ahead, E. Greg. In New York.
Hey, how are you?
Good, you're on the air.
So I guess this day is the big day for democracy, representative democracy and all that. But I wanted to talk about something very different.
Sure.
Many of you guys know, and many of you know that I'm more, you know, in favor of sort of more, I guess, collaborative solutions to problems rather than competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of the news and the polarization that's been happening in this country is actually very predictable, and it's due to, in some ways, capitalism disrupting the news and disrupting a lot of other things. So there's two things that happened. One is that the internet disrupted news organizations, right? Journalism.
Yes. And when you say disrupt, you mean they've completely changed how journalism in the old media is being approached in some ways. Because now you're seeing, I've seen old media reporting on Twitter, meaning that they're reporting on what people are saying on Twitter. It becomes a news item, what people are saying on Twitter. So it's very different now.
Being from the old school, I think, is ridiculous, but, you know, that's...
I think it was the ultimate navel-gazing when I saw a story on Fox News TV, which was on YouTube, the clip.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it was Fox News reporting that the story was that Alex Jones' Clinton body count conspiracy theory was buried by Google. Okay, and that was the story, that Google is somehow manipulating results of Alex Jones,
mm-hmm.
and this was reported on Fox. So that's like a whole other level of, like...
Well, it's absolutely true. Have you gone into YouTube, type in Alex Jones, like, say, the exact name of, like, a video of his that he put out, and then you see it's, like, all the first, like, the first 20 responses are NBC News, X, Y, and Z, and then finally you get to the actual result?
It happens. Google can and they do suppress search results.
Yeah, it may be true, and I'm not even going to discuss whether it's true or whether it's maybe a result of some other factor. But my point is, it's not really news to someone like myself who doesn't care that much about some guy and some result somewhere. I want to know about things affecting my community and maybe...
Okay, well, turn on to your local Fox affiliate. I mean, it might not be interesting news for you. I mean, it's certainly news that especially around election season, that a tech giant is trying to mess around with the reach or, you know, the words of, you know, another influencer. In this case, you know, some fat guy on the radio. A fat Zionist shill on the radio. Zionist shill on the radio.
You know, one thing we've lost sight of, kind of with all the changes in journalism, is that the national news organizations are kind of struggling with it, but the local news organizations, like the local papers, the local TV station, they're really hurting because of all these changes in...
Well, that's part of the disruption was
right.
Not only did they disrupt kind of the way news is reported, because now it's more decentralized, given that anybody can start a blog. You know, I've got freekeen.com. Google lists that as a news source.
Yes.
Even though it's mostly news and opinion, but they still list it as a news source. And
well, the Keene Sentinel is mostly news and opinion.
That's true.
So.
And it's listed too. But they also disrupted the advertising model, right? So
right.
Now with
uh-huh.
digital advertising, there's more accountability, a little bit more. I mean, you still don't really know who's clicking on things, but they can track clicks, whereas with radio or print, you just know how many papers got distributed.
You have a general idea, but...
You know where your transmission area is. You know you may have some sort of shot in the dark about what percentage of the population is listening based on, say, an Arbitron or Nielsen study.
But there's also ad blockers.
That's the other side of that. But the
really
point
hard
is
hard to track conversions.
Well, that's true. But the point is, money has moved from old media to new. It has advertising dollars. It's one of the concerns in the old media. If you read, like I read the industry publications from the talk radio industry, and one of the concerns that the radio industry has is how to stop hemorrhaging cash over to digital, or how to do digital better so they can get a piece of that cash. Basically. Oh. So, yeah, everything...
I'll give you a case study. It's called Free Talk Live.
Well, I mean, we're kind of a crossover,
yeah.
Right? So we don't exist in... And that's what old media is trying to do, is they're trying to kind of change how they do business and how they produce to where they can maximize their ability to be on the new media. And the thing is, they're old and they're slow, and so they don't... there's still radio stations that don't even have websites.
Oh, yeah, I believe
you. It's 2018. I mean, I was shocked by this in 2002 when I first started calling radio stations, that stations didn't have websites. But it's been 16 years, and some of them still don't have websites. Some of them, you can't even get a phone number for it. Like, I don't know how they stay on the air. It's just, it bewilders me.
Greg, hang on. I know you're driving at something here. We're going to bring you back. He's, I'm sure, got more to say. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. He's talking about the idea of collaboration. He brought up new media versus old media. So I'm curious as to where he's going to take this. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, ballot measures are up on some of the states this evening. And Utah, I believe, is one of them with cannabis. It's Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Michael,
and Vincent.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We've got a Twitch channel, which means you can watch the show live if you would like. over at twitch.lrn.fm. Just go there and follow the Twitch channel. Thank you to the over 500 followers that we currently have on Twitch. Not a whole lot. I mean, when you compare us to the actual, like, serious channels that do video game streaming where they have hundreds of thousands or millions.
Yeah, we don't have a million followers yet.
Followers. And I don't expect that we ever will, because we're, you know, in the same way that libertarian talk radio barely exists in the world of talk radio, we're the exclusive one. We're the only show now in national syndication since the Freedom Fiends ended their show last weekend. We're the only libertarian, truly principled, voluntarist show on syndicated talk radio. And we're still relatively small. Yeah, we got 194 stations. That's nothing to sneeze at. There's no doubt about that. But we've worked hard on that. And we've been, you know, pounding the pavement, so to speak. We've been making phone calls to radio stations for a long time to make that happen. But even so, we're still not on most of the major markets. We're not on the major stations in the major markets that we're on. We have some exceptions. We're on WRKO in Boston on Saturday night. That's a monster.
That's a 50,000
watt station. We're on WIBQ FM in Indianapolis on Saturdays. WNIS in Norfolk. So we do have some big ones. But all things considered, compared to other syndicated talk shows, we're still on the, I would say, mid-sized level, lower.
It's steady growth.
It's been there was a plateau for a few years where it didn't grow really at all. We kind of lost a few, gained a few, lost a few, gained a few, and now we're slowly growing up, and maybe we're going to hit 200 if we're lucky by the end of the year, if we're lucky.
Well, you're going to make a 200 shot glass to go with my 100 shot.
You still have that one?
Yes.
Very nice. That was actually Jason Osborne who put that together way back in the day. From SACL CAI. Anyway, go to twitch.lrn.fm. You can follow us there. And watching on Twitch and following Twitch means you'll get notices. So when Vincent goes live tonight with Questioning Authority, there's going to be a notice that goes out to all the Twitch followers saying, hey, you can tune in to Questioning Authority right now. So it's a good way to kind of keep on top of what's going on, what show's coming on the air. That way you don't forget that we're there. And if you have the ability to give us your Twitch subscription, because you get one free one with every Amazon Prime subscription, and you want to give that to us, you can do that. The instructions on how are right beneath the video window at twitch.lrn.fm. So just scroll down a little bit past the video. You'll see the instructions there as to how to link up your Amazon Prime account with your Twitch account and then send us that free subscription. So then we'll get a couple bucks in the kitty over here at lrn.fm, and that money doesn't stay with Amazon. Otherwise, it just stays with them. So we go back to E. Greg. You're back on Free Talk Live. E. Greg, you were calling in about the idea of collaboration. You brought up the fact that digital media, the internet, blogs, other forms of digital media have disrupted old media. And then we kind of went off on a tangent on that. So go ahead with your point.
Yeah. So there are two major phenomena that basically affected American society. One is that because news organizations needed to adapt, they became a lot more clickbaity, and they started making articles, especially online, that you would want to click and reshare and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And to lock in their audience, they needed to really, you know, bifurcate and really polarize and kind of be about one thing, okay? And that's fine, but it was the death of sort of these balanced, you know, reporting where you get a little bit from here, a little bit from there. It's mostly now left versus right versus libertarian or whatever. So
yeah, but that's not a new change. I mean, that happened when Fox News came out. They were always the right wing alternative to CNN, right? I mean, that's what Fox News has been around for, what, a couple decades now?
90s, I think.
Yeah, they've been around a while.
Yeah, but only in the 2000s did they start this sort of thing. And yeah, I mean, I agree. And MSNBC, you know, copied that model. But I'm talking about online. I'm saying most of the online sources, whether it's Huffington Post or Breitbart, which copied their model, they're all catering to a certain audience because you need your audience to come back. If you don't have an audience of subscribers, you're not going to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So maybe there's some innovative way, but normally you're not going to make money.
That's true.
Right. And the other phenomenon is that Facebook and Google Plus and others, they want more engagement because advertising dollars are also what powers their social network. And the more engagement, the more clicks, the more money they make. So they will show you things that you have historically clicked on before. And the things that you've already agreed with, you're going to see more of that.
Correct.
And
that's true.
and the friends that agree with you, you're going to see more of their posts. So what happens is those social networks combined with the polarized reporting essentially bifurcated Americans into, you know, and this is not Americans only, this is everybody in the world, is being pushed into either one or another echo chamber. So that's really what happened with profit-driven news and profit-driven social networks.
Okay.
So I see this as a problem. I see, you know, these kind of problems crop up a lot. I think when rap music was pushed by music industry, for example, that also had effects on people that listened to it. I'm talking about gangster rap music.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is that things have effects. And now what if we could solve all this and return to people liking each other and liking their neighbors again and liking their family members by a site that's more like Wikipedia, that's collaborative, and that each news story would be reported on not by journalists that get paid and have to go to some other country, but by the people themselves. They have cell phones today. These days there's so many cameras out there that people can put up their own video. They could put a snowball of information. They can report on Syria or Yemen or anything. And it's the site with the collaboration that should be voting things up. And there shouldn't be this weird competition about whether New York Times can attract more advertising dollars.
Okay. So are you talking about like Steemit, which is a cryptocurrency-based vote up site? It's let me see if I can try to describe it here. It's Steemit.com. It's Steemit. Steemit.com. It's cryptocurrency-based, kind of a social bookmarking website where anybody who wants to. I think Vincent, you're on there, aren't you? You're nodding your head. People can't hear you nod.
Yes, I am on there.
And I'm on there as well. I'm at FTL underscore Ian. And, I think it's underscore Ian. FTL, yeah, I think it's FTL underscore Ian. But anyway, it allows anybody who wants to post anything they want. And that could be as simple as just a photo post. It could be a full-on article. It could be, you know, a paragraph or whatever. You could post a video. You can post whatever it is you want in there. And, you know, you give it a headline. You give it a few categories. They give you five categories that you can put in there. You choose which categories you want to put in. And then it goes up on your Steemit blog. And then other people, based on which categories it appears in, so sort of kind of like Reddit has different categories. This, you know, based on which category it appears in, there's people who, you know, let's say I post a story about cannabis legalization in New Hampshire. I would tag that with cannabis, with politics, with news, with, you know, freedom, with anarchy. And then the people who are looking at those categories will see that story, and they will decide to either vote it up or to not vote it up. There's no vote down, I think. There's just vote up, so it's just more positive. And then that generates cryptocurrency that is associated with that article. It's the crypto in this case is called Steem. And then you can take that Steem, you can convert it into Bitcoin and convert that into whatever you wanted to. And hang on a moment here, Greg. I think it's an interesting question about collaboration in the world of news. And I want to get Vincent to weigh in on this because he's a news editor. More coming up.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's Right Social.
RightSocial.net. RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. God Said, Man Said.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. God Said, Man Said.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. God Said, Man Said.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Midterm election polls closing in the eastern U.S., and most of the races called so far are not a big surprise. There's the Northern Virginia congressional race in which Democrat Jennifer Wexton is the projected winner over Republican incumbent Barbara Comstock. If it holds, it's the first House seat of the evening to flip from GOP to Democrat. Now there's a projection that Democrat Donna Shalala will beat Republican Maria Elvira Salazar to represent Florida's 27th House district. Other projections projected Democratic wins, not surprising, like Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Sherrod Brown of Ohio, and independent Senator Bernie Sanders, who caucuses with Democrats. Former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell has advice for Dems if they do end up taking back the U.S. House.
Legislate, legislate, legislate. Don't investigate, investigate, investigate.
Election night coverage on USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Dial on in here, toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. We're talking about decentralized media, and we got E. Greg on the line here, who's saying collaboration he thinks is a better approach than competition for profit. And I want to get deeper into that here, because, Vincent, you are a news editor with the local college newspaper here. Yes. In Keene. And so you're training to go into this field, so I'm wondering how you're sort of receiving this discussion so far. But I also do want to make sure that you know about our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. That's where E. Greg is right now. And once he gets off the phone, he's going to be back in the server with the other folks who are there, just in the chat rooms. We've got different chat rooms on different topics. And I imagine there's going to be some politics tonight going to be discussed as the election returns are coming in. The chats continue on 24/7 there on the server. So hop on in there and join over 600 active users in the last 30 days over on our Discord server.
Always somebody talking about something in here. And
it seems
sometimes
like it
makes sense, too.
Sometimes there's some pretty good conversations that happen. And then there's also the voice chat rooms as well. So if you want to actually talk to people, you can do that there, too. And it's free, so go to discord.lrn.fm. You don't need the Discord app. They do have a web version, but I recommend it. It's an excellent app. Discord.lrn.fm. As we continue here with E. Greg on our Discord on-air call-in line. So you were talking about the sort of idea of people collaborating on news, not seeking a profit, but just to report news for the sake of reporting news. Is that kind of what you're suggesting?
Kind of. That's only the beginning. So,
because that's not really that sustainable, right? Like, you know, because in order to do a career in news, it helps if you can actually put food on the table. And in order to do that, you probably have to get paid at some point.
Well, I don't necessarily think you should be a career newsman, just like you shouldn't be a career politician. I think I'm in favor of people collaborating. And so what I mean is Wikipedia, for example. Some people are career Wikipedia editors, yeah, but most people are contributing here and there. And open source, some people are, you know, career, what are they called?
No one takes Wikipedia seriously as any sort of, like, authority on any subject. It might be good to get get other sources and such, because any idiot could go on and edit and change anything and make up sources or use
Well, in order
sources,
for Wikipedia to be authoritative, it has to have a source, and usually those sources are news sites that are linked to at the
now,
bottom.
Now, there's kind of a Wikipedia side project called Wikinews, and that's kind of what I thought of when you were describing it in the last segment. And that does appear to be news articles that are just written and edited by ordinary people.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Wikinews was an early attempt, and it's kind of along the lines of what I'm saying. I'm saying that, just like GitHub maintainers, most people that add a bug fix or most people contribute to Wikipedia are regular people. It's not a lot to do. It's less than going out to vote, certainly, in some cases. And
Wikinews is crap. I just like to say I've never been to this site before, but it's ugly. It is unattractive and it's confusing. And I just typed in New Hampshire, and the last stories were from 2016. So,
yeah, Wikinews is an early attempt, and I wouldn't say it's good.
No.
You mentioned Steemit. Again, Steemit, I like certain innovations. I like that they're being innovative.
Well, Steemit, you can actually get paid. And by the way, Vincent, you checked my profile. It's at FTLIan without an underscore. So if you want to check me out there, because I post all my content that I do on Freekeen over on Steemit, or anything that I feel like posting on Steemit, I can do that there.
I'm trying to do – sorry, go ahead.
I actually get a little bit of crypto from this. I mean, I was blogging for a decade before Steemit came around. And I never got paid a single dime for doing any of the blogging I ever did over at Freekeen beyond whatever few contributions might have randomly come in from some users here and there. But it's nice to actually, see $1 to $5 worth of cryptocurrency being generated by everybody. It's not a whole lot, but it's the first time I've ever been paid anything to actually post a blog to something. But what was your critique of Steemit? I'm curious to hear.
So I like Steemit. I like Patreon. You know, they disintermediate.
Well, Patreon's centralized.
That's true.
Yes. But I like the fact that they disintermediate, Spotify. They disintermediate what used to be these old boys networks. But what I'm trying to say is not this. I'm trying to say that if you wanted to make a site where there is less echo chambers, okay, not necessarily, you wouldn't go in the direction of Steemit. What you would do is you would want people to, first of all, be able to put evidence of things happening in their area. Video evidence, for example, or photos, then you would want every fact to attract people from all sides to debate that fact. And if you wanted to say an argument, you would be linked to the argument that's already been said, and you can either upvote one or the other thing, but not have the same exact argument again over and over and not solve anything. You would actually solve the discussions. In the end, you would reach either one side was wrong, the other side is wrong. You reach where they... where was the problem that they the misunderstanding? So if you had a site that actually facilitated people gravitating for each fact, it would link to the other facts that it rests on, and so forth. You could solve a lot of religious things. You could solve a lot of political things. And honestly, you could just link people to here's why this is the way it is, and it's already been debated ad nauseum, and you don't have to do it again. That's what I'd like to see.
No,
boy,
people will find their people. I mean. You've got Snopes out there, and people argue about that. So
yeah.
I'm not sure, but
they'll never stop arguing over
yeah, but
things.
Snopes is one. It's one guy. I mean, it's one.
It's a couple, isn't it? I thought Snopes was a couple
with a cat.
Yeah. Maybe a couple with a cat. But I think it would be much better if I linked something where thousands of people have already battled it out, and you see every single argument that you would have made by someone, and then you can see that. Okay, well then there you go.
So does this platform exist, or is this just something you are cooking up in your mind?
This doesn't exist as far as I know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so,
I'd like to build something like this.
Okay.
I'd like to help heal the country with this.
Well, I appreciate the optimism, and let us know how the development goes, E. Greg. Thank you for the call tonight. I don't know if I believe that it's possible. I don't think that you can heal people or bring together people who have such disparate viewpoints. I just you know, there's always the bringing together of like a tragedy, right? So if like a hurricane or a massive fire or something like something terrifying happens and you can't have control over, then all of a sudden people drop the airs and, you know, their belief systems, and they can connect with somebody as a human being and, like, you know, pull somebody out of a burning building or whatever. But then, you know, once the person starts to get well again, they're just arguing with each other at that point.
No, well, there is a way to bring people together who disagree on fundamental things. It's called a market.
Well, how does that bring them together exactly? I mean, they're trading, but they don't.
They're trading.
You don't have to agree with somebody that you trade.
You're meaning like the free of a free marketplace of ideas, right?
Well, that too, but the marketplace of commerce as well.
Well, at least in college, I learned, you know, they have the free marketplace of ideas, and it's sort of like a school of thought in journalism where, like, everyone, you know, puts out everything. It could be garbage, it could be gold, but because it's, you know, free market of ideas, people get to see what, you know, and people get to pick and choose, and generally whatever's the truth, right? Because, you know, people in general prefer truth over lies. Whatever is the truth will win out.
Somewhere in the UK, there is a landfill full of trash. Somewhere in that landfill is a hard drive someone threw out that has several thousand Bitcoin on it. Now, how do you sort through all the trash to get to the good stuff?
Good luck.
Well, I think it's like, you know, like, take all these election stuff, right? Like you were talking about, like, Larry Sharp in New York. How do we know there's someone actually named Larry Sharp, right? It could just be an actor. How do we know there's a place called New York, right? Or how do we know there's
Well, now you're getting pretty esoteric.
No, I'm just saying that some things, you know, you can't, it's sort of right. You can't really trust what you see, but some things you just have to take it at face value.
Well, part of the idea of this, I'm not against decentralizing news. I'm not against the idea of what he's saying of, hey, everybody go report on things. Cool, let's have more reporting.
Yeah. We've been doing that for 10 years.
Right.
Come on.
Let's have more video. Let's do those things. Most people aren't interested in doing that. Most people aren't interested in reporting the news. Most people are not going to do that. So you are always going to have a limited pool of people who are willing to be that person, that man on the scene. But it's never going to be a large crowdsourced thing, I don't think, like he's saying. Maybe I could be proven wrong. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you dial toll-free to control the airwaves here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, Ian.
Michael.
And Vincent.
Hey, don't forget, you can join us over at freetalklive.com, and you can join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. It helps us out a lot when you do that. Please, take a moment. It's $5 a month, or Bitcoin. You can do BTC over at AMP, A-M-P. amp.freetalklive.com. All right, some initial election results. As I said at the beginning of the show, I don't want to do a lot of election coverage just because you don't know anything. I mean, by 10 o'clock at night Eastern time, you still don't even get really results from the Eastern Seaboard, let alone the rest of the country. However, there's some initial results in some states, especially a couple of the elections we've talked about here. Normally, I wouldn't talk about what's going on in New York, but we've had a guy who's called into the show a few times now, maybe several times, all hyped up about Larry Sharp. And this is the Libertarian candidate in New York State. And I heard recently this guy raised like a lot of money, apparently, like $300,000+, which is more than 10 times what Jaleta Jarvis, who's the Libertarian candidate here in New Hampshire, raised. So this guy raised a ton of money compared to other libertarian campaigns.
How's he doing?
Yeah. So I didn't expect him to do very well because it's New York, the 50th least free state of all 50 states. He is currently in fourth place. He didn't even get third place. They've got 25% of the precincts reporting right now, and Sharp hasn't even cracked 1%. He's at 0.6%.
That's disappointing.
He's got a third, less than a third of the vote totals of the Green Party candidate, who managed to score 2%. So 0.6% for the Libertarian candidate after a bunch of people poured a ton of money into his race. And I hope they are feeling pathetic tonight.
If you're a Libertarian and you live in New York, you need to leave now.
And move 4 hours to the east or whatever, right? Like,
it's,
you know,
not even 4 hours.
If you're in Albany, it's two. If you're elsewhere, it could be as many as six or eight or something.
I guess the western part of the state, Buffalo, it's like 6 hours.
Yeah, six or eight from Buffalo. But Rochester's way over there too. But anyway, yeah, get on over here to New Hampshire. If you are at in most states, the Libertarians are going to lose. They're going to lose hard. I mean, Jaleta Jarvis isn't even doing great here in New Hampshire, but she's doing three times better than Larry Sharp. Jaleta Jarvis with 1.8% so far, with about 25% of precincts reporting. So the New Hampshire candidate with less than a tenth of the money did three times as well with the actual percentage of vote totals. And that's, by the way,
with her being excluded from the debates. And I think I heard, now I could be wrong on this, I think I heard that that Sharp was actually included. I could be wrong about that. But either way, just raw numbers, we've done way better than they did over in New York. And as you pointed out, I think it was during the break, Vincent, she was a weak Libertarian candidate. She's not really a principled Libertarian. She didn't get on the campaign trail and talk about the non-aggression principle really at all.
I didn't follow it too closely. When I said weak candidate, I mean, like, I didn't hear of any big rallies she put. I didn't hear, you know, be sort of like energy. You know what I mean by energized, right? Like, be someone people could get excited for.
You didn't catch wind. You didn't hear any buzz.
No, absolutely not. No, you know, and like, does that mean one has to be an extrovert to do it? Well, not necessarily, but you got to at least get people excited about it. And I did not detect any excitement from her. From her campaign, it was mainly, the feel I got was mainly like, all right, well, this is a governorship. We got to vote for this person so we could keep ballot access, instead of saying we got to vote for this person because we believe in what she stands for.
That's a good point. I think you're right on the money there. And it's not to say Gillette is a bad person. She's a very nice lady. I like her personally. I just wish we had a principled candidate. She's better than the last guy, who, even though he got 4%. I think that was a fluke because it was the Trump-Hillary election, and I think people were more likely to just vote for Libertarians because they were mad about Trump and Hillary. I think that's what happened there. Because the guy in 2016 was even less personable than Gillette. Like, Gillette's she's good with people. She can at least talk. She's good on stage. She's not afraid of a microphone. This other guy didn't even show up to his own campaign event. I mean, he was bad. And he got 4%. So you never really know what's going to happen.
You're talking about Aaron Day?
No. Oh, no. I'm talking about in 2016. The guy who got 4%, his name's Max Abramson.
Pardon.
He's actually
he's
a Republican.
He's not even a Libertarian.
Yeah, now he's a Republican, so
he never
whatever.
Was a Libertarian.
Had to be a Libertarian, or I guess at the time.
He was a party member, but yeah. No, this guy is a conservative.
Oh, God, right. I'm sorry, Aaron Day. I was mistaken.
Yeah, I don't know if Aaron Day would have been a better candidate than Gillette. Gillette defeated him in the primary this year, and so we ended up with Gillette. And again, there was an interesting article, and maybe I'll pull it for show prep for later this week, where the Keene Sentinel, which is the newspaper here in the Keene area, wrote an editorial piece They wrote an editorial piece where they endorsed Molly Kelly, who's the Democrat, for governor. But they made a point about Gillette, which I thought was really astute. They observed correctly that she's not really a Libertarian. They criticized her for not taking a principled stance on the issues. They criticized her for not being, like, on the money as far as being a Libertarian, not, like, taking a pro-government stance on certain issues, which you wouldn't expect from somebody who's a principled Libertarian. And you know how they know this? Because they've interviewed people like me. Mm. They've interviewed people like, you know, me, who is an actual principled Libertarian and who expresses the non-aggression principle in a way that even these newspaper editors, whether they disagree or agree with it is another question.
They understand it.
They at the very least understand what the non-aggression principle is and what a Libertarian should be saying. And that's how they were able to identify, hey, wait a minute. This lady she doesn't sound like a Libertarian on these issues. So I think that hurts us. I think ultimately as a political party that's supposed to be the party of principle, but we've got people like Gary Johnson, and I'm not saying Gillette is as bad as Gary Johnson, but when we got people like Gillette who are mediating the issues, who are trying to water it down, trying to be populist, trying to appeal to the masses, I think it actually hurts us more, especially in a state like New Hampshire, where the native population, they appreciate the ideas of liberty. They want a candidate who wants to leave them alone. And again, I'm not saying she was a meddler or something like that, but she just wasn't presenting the principled argument. I think that hurt her candidate.
Well, so the way you're describing it reminds me of how Jeb Bush or John Kasich or, you know, any of those others were seen during the Republican primary of 2016, right? Like, you know, Jeb was just be like boring milquetoast, right? Exactly. Milquetoast.
Let's go to the phones. We had John in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
I just moved over the last couple of years, so I didn't get a chance to vote in New York State for Larry Sharp, but I really tried to encourage my friends and everything to do so. I was just wondering, what exactly is the problem with Libertarian candidates? I've been listening to the show for a few years, and it seems like far too often there's no support, and Free Talk Live is one of the leading Libertarian shows on the internet and on the radio, and it doesn't seem like you guys support any libertarian candidates.
What do you
I
mean?
Understand that it's supposed. It does. Okay, Larry Sharp. About Larry Sharp, I was calling in, so I didn't hear exactly all that he said, but it was like, oh well, I hope that everybody that voted in New York or donated money to his campaign feels stupid. Well, if we can't get any support from anybody in our
own
party,
I didn't say you should feel stupid. I just said that I don't really exactly remember the words I used, but we've been trying to tell libertarians if they want to actually have success, they've got to concentrate in one area, and they keep thinking they're going to be able to win their elections wherever it is they live, and they never do, and it's like the same lesson over and over again. Just they keep banging their head up against a brick wall, and we're over here saying, hey, why don't you stop banging your head against the brick wall and, you know, come over here and join us where we've got the largest migration of libertarians anywhere on the planet. Why don't you retreat and regroup to New Hampshire where you actually have a chance of winning something?
Well, so for the local libertarian boss hogs to milk donation money each year, milk campaign donate, what's
this guy raised
donate?
What, $500,000, $300,000? I think I saw at least $300,000. How can I support
right,
that kind of money being thrown down a rat hole?
Well, it's about spreading the ideas of liberty more so than
is
winning an election, I've heard time and time again.
Is Larry Sharp a principled libertarian? I don't know the guy.
I've watched a few interviews with him, and I really didn't see where, I mean, naturally, he's only running for governor of New York State, keeping in mind, not Senate or anything like that. So as far as, like, foreign policy or whatever, he really doesn't have that much of a say. But as far as the ideas that he had for New York State and everything, there were a lot of free market ideas. You know what I mean? It was a lot of principled libertarian ideas, and he was bringing them to the fore. At one point, he had in the Republican polls or whatever, he was.
John, I wish we had more time, but we don't. You'll have to call in earlier in the show if you want to continue this discussion. We can do it tomorrow. I appreciate hearing from you. Look, I'm not against you guys doing other things in other states. Good luck.
It just doesn't work as well.
What do you want me to do to support you? I mean, I don't support the idea of staying where you are, so I encourage people to do the smart thing and gather with others of like mind. Go to move.shiresociety.com to learn more about the New Hampshire freedom migration. See you tomorrow.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.